the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by mysterious hums and sounds from the other room. When you are all alone in your apartment and you hear mysterious hums in your earbuds or hear sounds from the other room, you should check them out at mysterious buzzes and sounds from the other rooms.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a spooky holiday treat. I got nothing. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the sounds from the other room, free state of Arkansas, by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. I feel like, now I'm hoping that most people listen to this on audio and are not watching on video. But if they were watching on video, it's you look as though you like might be a character from the Christmas Carol.
Okay. First of all, I want to say I'm glad that my conversation with you before the show. Can then spawn a sponsor for the show.
Yes.
Because it seems like that's how it always works. But
well, that is the formula, my friend. You've cracked the code. You are so astute.
Yes. But for the other part of what you just said, mm-hmm. First of all, this is, for those of you, well, I don't know. We haven't discussed this. It is still up in the air whether this will be posted somewhere where you later listeners can look at it. However,
I don't care if you post a video. I just don't want the video to sit there for 5 days while you work on the audio.
It didn't. Anyway, that's a side conversation. We'll have a show meeting at some point, right? So anyway, last week, yes, I had mentioned that I had decorated my living room, that Mittens
you
and
have.
I had decorated the Christmas tree, and yes. And you said, why do we not have a background of your living room?
And now we do.
Now we do. And I was wearing a black sweater because it was our last Christmas thing at church today, and we were supposed to wear all black, so I was just wearing a black sweater. And I came in here, and I just looked horrible in the black sweater.
Right, so you went back and grabbed the costume from last year's Christmas Carol play.
No, this is a...
Did you play the part of Tiny Tim? Because
no.
Really, you just need like a little crutch under one arm there.
No, and, although I am kind of leaning.
God bless us, everyone.
This is I just bought this sweater this year. You know what? Checked plaid, whatever, is back in this year because
it's back in.
I don't know if it ever went out, but
it's timeless.
Banana Republic, Express, Macy's, everywhere that I went had this pattern. And so I was buying some new sweaters. So this is a
brand new sweater.
I will have you know.
Sweater.
And I am getting older, you see. And so, look, rather than wearing my customary sideways cap and, like, clothing that's too small for me, I'm now wearing old man checked sweater.
It's not the sweater that I have an issue with. It's the large, oversized collar that looks Elizabethan in nature.
It's just a white shirt.
You step straight out of the 70s, sir. 70s disco with that collar.
It may be that I just
you,
need to
you,
pull
if
it
you were
in.
To turn too quickly in one direction, you would be poking someone's eye out. or if you were to pirouette a little too fast, you would take flight, I believe, with the aerodynamics on that collar there. I'm just saying.
Is it a little bit better? Is it a little bit better now? It's a regular white shirt. It's not like I went to the big collar store.
You did. You went to the big collar store.
It is a regular white shirt. It is a white button-down shirt or button-up.
I have not even looked over at the Trello. Do we have stuff to talk about this week?
Sure.
Okay, good.
I mean, I put one thing because the common theme has been that I have been accused of taking a really long time with my stuff. So, and this one thing is a long thing. So I figured, much like the moist cookies,
right?
That I
Oh,
maybe,
do you have a cookie recipe for us for Christmas?
I don't.
No
cookie recipe. But anyway, and so in the chat room, someone saying that they love the Christmas tree. That was good humor, Penguin. Thank you.
Yes.
And this, just so everyone knows, this is currently what my living room looks like. Although, you know, it's kind of funny.
In You know, you're not in your living room.
Right.
This is actually a video that you took of your living room.
Yes. I am literally 10 feet away from my living room.
And you have taken a video of it and now have put it on the green screen behind you.
It's once again, like the news story. I think we've talked about this before. News programs that will have someone sitting next door.
Standing, yes.
And they'll say, over satellite.
Right. Via satellite.
Yeah. So my living room is coming in via satellite.
I see.
Right now, do you see the angel on top of the tree there?
I do. I see the Santa next to the fireplace there. And those lights are really blinky.
They are blinky. I could, if it bugs you that much, I could, through the magic of television, could stop the blinking of the lights. If you prefer them to not be blinking, then I can do something like that.
It's fine. Adam, it's your Christmas stuff. You may do.
I like blinking lights.
But let's take this. Let's get this piece of housekeeping right out of the way, right up front here. Next weekend, next Sunday, when we would normally be doing our show, they are going to be doing a thing right here on Pride 48. A thing.
So my question is, didn't we agree last week that we were doing our show on the thing?
Well, we kind of did, but then something happened this week in that Robert booked us into a hotel in New York City for that night, so I can't actually do the show next week.
Oh, so are we going to pre-record something for the thing?
We could if you want.
I had a whole production number planned. It's not fully planned
yet.
Yeah,
we could pre-record it.
But anyway, so
we would have to pre-record it on Saturday.
Well, I can do Saturday.
All right. Well, then we'll pre-record it. We just won't live stream it. We'll pre-record it.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, show planning on the show. It is Best Produced Podcast.
Best Produced Podcast. Do we have any... we didn't win that category, by the way. I'm pretty sure that they Best the Left one.
Well, they haven't told us yet. I mean, we could have very well won and just not... I mean, I have sent a speech to Joey so that he can accept for us posthumously. Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I learned vocabulary.
No, I don't think posthumously. That would be like after our death.
he iconoclastically, posthumously will accept the award for us post haste, forthwith, fortnightly.
Fortnightly.
Yeah. Was that even on the show that we were talking about? I think that was before the show.
Hey, did you know that there were exciting discoveries of two new planets with possible life forms this past year?
No, I didn't know that, but I know a year or two ago they said Pluto was no longer a planet, so we were high time we get a new one.
That's right. That's one of my favorite new little t-shirts that I've seen from one of my t-shirt places. It's like, back in my day, Pluto was a planet. I was bombarded. I know that you and I are like the last two people in the universe to still use the Google homepage. With all the little RSS feeds on it, we're set up for our news things. So,
are you talking about iGoogle?
Yes.
I do.
So I just noticed over the last couple of days, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's that time of year again when every single other news story is, top 10 predictions for 2013, predictions for next year, So I decided, it would be fun. And by that, I just mean it would kill some time for me to do a Google search on predictions for 2012, just to go back 1 year ago and see what huge big things people were predicting that would happen this past year.
Okay. So what did they predict?
I just wanted you to know that famed Reiki master and healing practitioner Lamont Hamilton, by the way, also a registered hypnotherapist, made several predictions, and that was one of them.
I have no idea who he is. So he predicted...
It doesn't matter who he was. He's just some asshole that predicted things. But the point is that there was an exciting discovery of two new planets. that was announced by NASA this year, meaning this coming year, meaning 2012, the year that has just ended. I don't recall that.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I mean, I don't keep up with the NASA. I do now. Maybe he was confused because we did land a large robot thing on Mars.
Uh-huh.
And they found water, right? Or something.
Did they? We've already found water. I mean, we found water on Mars a long time ago.
Okay. Well, was there? Okay. Well,
But speaking of outer space, a conflict or battle in outer space will occur this year between two countries, most likely involving Russia or Iran.
Well, so there again, a confusion. Someone jumped out of a big balloon at the edge of the atmosphere and pummeled towards the Earth. Mm-hmm. So that two space things that happened this year. I mean, he was right there on the cusp.
Right there. China loses its reputation as a world financial leader after clashes with protesters begin over economic reform and foreign investments start to fail.
I don't think that would happen either. Oh, by the way, for anyone who is interested in chat room updates, Guru Nudie has joined the chat room, ladies and gentlemen.
I see that. I see that, that Guru Nudie has joined the chat room.
How the hell are you, Guru? I haven't seen you in forever.
That's because he was getting a new hip.
Was he?
Yeah. See, the thing is that it's very important for Guru Nudie to be the coolest guy in the room. And so he had a hip replacement just so that he could... Anyway.
Is it a new, like, specially, like, some kind of technological breakthrough hip?
It is. It is a mass... It was designed by Honda.
Can you... the real question is, can you post to Facebook from it? Because that is what gives you the status of being a technological breakthrough nowadays, or something that is wanted in any piece of technology. Can I post to Facebook and Twitter?
Right.
That's all I need to
do. Right, so, we can all agree that the psychics are kind of stupid, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's go to the 2012 tech predictions. How's that?
Okay,
because,
let's
do those
that.
Tech pundits, they love to talk about shit.
I think a couple of the shows that you and I both watch do episodes like that, in fact.
And none of them are ever right. You just want to sit there and just go, how do you have a job and you're never right? Seriously. So let's go to PC Magazine, the top tech predictions for 2012. Ready? So here's a gentleman here who makes a living being a tech pundit who has said, mobile printers, projectors, and scanners make headway. In 2012, we will see numerous small photo printers built specifically to print from iPhones and iPads.
Well, that's not... I'm still hearing noises in the other room, by the way. I think someone is stealing stuff as we speak.
LED-based palm top projectors will blossom, gaining market share over smaller Pico projectors. Projector phone hybrids won't gain traction, but we will see projectors integrating more tablet features.
All right, I'm just going to go check and see what that noise is, because if someone comes in here and bashes my head in...
Well, at least we're on video then.
we'll have proof, but if something's burning down or something, because there is seriously a noise coming from it, so I will be right back.
All right.
I apologize to everyone who is... Yeah, I'll be right back.
Oh my God, they've already got him. They've tackled him right there. This is exciting. It's like the noise is coming from within the house. Could you, his camera is on his laptop. He could have taken it with him. What? Why didn't you take your camera with you?
I'm such an idiot.
What was it?
I have the dryer running. I was getting freaked out. I'm like, who is in the other room? I kept hearing these popping and clicking noises. And the dryer. And I'm sure it's like the button on my jeans or something.
Someone has broken into your apartment and is drying their clothes.
So anyway, we can continue with the tech predictions.
No, I don't even think it was very, one cares. Move
now
on.
I know, now I can concentrate fully on you because I know the dryer is not going to come bashing in my head.
It's not even worth it. So here's the thing. All right, so Robert is out in California right now, and I'm here. And he really, really wants to go to see the Newport Mansions. Are you familiar with the Newport Mansions?
I'm not, but I know you guys like to go see mansions because you've already seen a few, right?
Well, these are the same mansions, but we want to go see them at Christmas to see all the lovely Christmas decorations at the...
So these are the same ones.
Yeah, like the Breakers and Marble House and stuff. These are the turn-of-the-century humongous, Gilded Age mansions that were built in Newport, Rhode Island that have been now our museums, but they are humongously, bizarrely huge houses. Like the Breakers, which is Vanderbilt's house and whatnot. So he wants to go see the Christmas decorations there. And I was like, okay, that's great. We can go do that. But we also wanted to go into New York City and see the tree, right? See the Rockefeller Center and see the windows and the stores and stuff like that.
Yes.
And we can't do both because he's got to travel again. And, Newport's one way and New York's the other way. And I don't know if you noticed or not, but next weekend is like kind of like Christmas weekend, right?
It is. Well, but you said he's not there now. Is he home now?
No, he doesn't get home until like Thursday, this Thursday night.
So wait, is he going to be working Christmas week or is he traveling to see family Christmas week?
No, he'll be here Christmas week.
Okay.
But, I have to work Christmas week. I don't have to work Christmas day, but I have to work Christmas week. Anyway, Regardless, the point is that I said, well, fine, well, we can't do both. And he really seemed to want to do the mansion. So I was like, you know what, I'll just go into New York on my own. So I was going to go into New York yesterday and see the tree in the windows. But then he decided that no, that would upset him. So I have to wait until he gets home.
Don't you love it when your partner slash boyfriend or whatever, they can't do something with you, but yet you cannot do that thing because you have to do it with them.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, that is all because, you know, I have faced that with Mittens because he has a big deal about us doing things together. It has to be together. Like if we have something that we watch, it needs to be together. If it's something we watch together.
I'm much more of a, I would have been fine going both, right? I could have gone into New York yesterday, seen the tree and everything, and still have gone next weekend when he
was here. But then the initial moment that you don't get that experience of both of you, you know, having that awe, that majesty of seeing it for the first time.
We've been married for 10 years. This is how that awe and majesty is going to go. Let me take a picture of it. No, wait, no, you get over there in front. No, God damn it. Will you just stand over? I don't want my picture made. Will you just stand over there?
Well, no, what I always get is, hey, you know, will you take this picture of me? And he hands me his iPhone or his camera, whatever he's got. And I always, I'm accused of taking blurry photographs.
Then why did he hand you the damn camera?
And he said, at first I thought it was your phone and your phone just had a crappy camera. But now that you have taken photos on my phone and I've compared my phone pictures to the ones that you've taken, I realize it is you.
There you go.
I'm like, well, fine.
The point is that now, apparently a mutual friend of ours from a long time ago on Facebook, no, that there was a dangling modifier there. A mutual friend of ours from a long time ago who also happens to have posted on Facebook recently, is coming into New York for Christmas and wanted to have dinner with us. And so, Robert, that's why he booked us going and ruined the, so that we couldn't do the thing next weekend. That's why we're actually now going to go and stay in New York next Sunday.
Well, Robert, how dare you? I can't speak recently. How dare you? How dare you? Yesterday, I was trying to say cheesecake, and I said cheesecake. I don't even know where this came from. But
all right, I don't get this now. So if now in the chat room, Miss Kathy Bacon has just written, if I give you my credit card number, Guru Nudie, will you send Daniel Brewer an Amazon email from me?
She is obsessed.
Kathy, just email me your credit card number.
Right. That would solve it. Just take the middleman completely out. Remove Amazon and Guru Nudie completely out of that picture there.
Right. Just email me your credit card, including the code from the back.
Do you have an Amazon wish list?
I do, but it's not up to date.
Oh, okay. And you said you wanted gift cards, right?
You know what? Here's the thing. Behind the scenes, there's been some stuff that's happening with the Pride 48 site, and I'm moving it over to the Amazon EC2 platform. So, an Amazon gift card would probably be better because that way I could pay for the website. So.
Well,
not all that expensive. It's going to end up being about. It doesn't matter. You don't need to send me anything for Christmas.
No, Daniel was just joking last week or whenever that was he was begging.
I was.
Repeatedly for listeners to send him things on Amazon.
I was joking. Do not send me things.
We both have jobs and do not do this in any way for personal gain.
If you really want to give me a present for Christmas, and this goes to anyone, go to your local Walmart or Kmart, doesn't matter which one, or Target, anywhere, any place that would have a layaway. And take whatever amount of money that you were going to spend on my present, let's say $10, and go over to the customer service thing and say, is there someone who has a Christmas layaway that has like kids' toys in it? I would like to apply this $10 towards that anonymously and then just apply it towards a random person's layaway thing.
Can you do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Didn't know that.
You go. That would be a perfect present for me, is to go out just to a random act of kindness that you'll never see the person's face. You'll never know how excited they were, but you just know somewhere out there, someone will go, oh, Santa Claus gave me a $10.
So I went to Tulsa yesterday.
You, sir, are a master of segue.
I went to Tulsa to apply $10 to someone's layaway yesterday.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, coincidentally, while I was there, and Mittens wanted to go with me, we decided to do some things while we were in
You
Tulsa.
Know, to fully tie it back in together, you should have said, I was going to go to Tulsa on my own to buy something to apply $10 towards someone's layaway. But Mittens was like, no, we have to do this together.
We must.
I had to wait. Right. Yeah.
And by the way, you need to take my photo while I'm handing the $10
take my photo
to the layaway person.
It will be blurry. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we went to, anyway, the reason that we went to Tulsa initially was we were going to see Cirque du Soleil. Dreleon is the name of the show.
And you know, that's the thing I love about Cirque du Soleil. Whoever names their shows like used to have a job at the car manufacturers or something, you know, kind of like the Acuron Integra, which is kind of sounds like it might be something, but it's just two made up words.
Yes.
It's kind of the same thing. It's like Cirque du Soleil, Alegria. It doesn't mean anything, Alegria.
I think those are words in the other language. I think Dreleon probably means dragon because the whole theme of this particular Cirque du Soleil was dragon themed. So they had these dragons that would come out, you know. Anyway, so we went to Tulsa, and but we decided. So I wanted to see The Hobbit, or the prequel to The Lord of the Rings.
Have you seen it? Don't spoil it for me. I heard that there was a wizard in it, so don't spoil it for me.
I have seen it, and here's the deal. I don't know if I had talked about it on here, but anyway. So, but I'll get to that. I wanted to see that. He wanted to eat at Cheesecake Factory, and I wanted to eat at Whataburger.
Of course, you did.
It's a thing, okay? Yeah. I don't live in Dallas anymore. I really want some Whataburger. Anyway, so first, he doesn't like to plan, but on Friday, I was sending him emails going, okay, here are the times for The Hobbit. You know, here is the time that Cheesecake Factory is open. We have to do one of them for lunch and one of them for dinner, meaning Whataburger and Cheesecake Factory. But Whataburger is open 24 hours, so that we have a little bit more leeway there. And he hates planning, but all of a sudden, I get back this email that says, option one, go to the 10:30 showing of blah, eat at Whataburger, shop, go to the show, go to Cheesecake Factory, option two. And he had like six options there for me to choose from. So I chose an option, sent it back to him. We did all that. We ended up doing the 10:30 high frame rate.
Dreleon, by the way, is a harmonious blend of Eastern and Western acrobatic prowess.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's a fake name. It's just that's what they that was their sister little subtitle there.
So we went to the 10:30 showing of Lord of the Rings. But I have to mention, we stopped at Sonic on the way for breakfast, and Mittens was driving, and he has a little bit of an Asian accent. I mean, you know, whatever, he's Asian, and so he's ordering, and he gets it wrong. So finally, and the person comes back over, and she gets it completely wrong. So I yell across the way that my order again, and then the woman comes back on the speaker and she says, well, I couldn't understand him, so
so excellent.
Then the whole way he's like, excellent, we can't eat at Sonic ever again, this woman was rude,
and I'm like
you have to understand, dear. I'm like, you know, she probably, that is the only job she could get, she's probably pissed off with the world. Mm-hmm. I said, you speak English just fine, but some Southern people.
So you went from racial stereotyping to just flat out, like, you know,
classism.
Just exactly.
Yeah, she probably lives in a trailer, was my next.
Probably lives in a trailer and smokes a pack of cigarettes a day, and she has six children.
Yeah, so anyway, so we did that. We went to, and I won't spoil anything, you know, about who dies at the end or anything for The Hobbit, but I will say I went to the 48 frames per second, and,
Your life changed? Do you now, are you, do you look at disdain of other movies now?
No.
Have you been so spoiled by the 48 frames per second experience that you can no longer see another film?
No. Well, I think I've mentioned on this show that Mittens, his TV must be in some higher frame rate or something, because when I go over there and watch his television, the shows look too real.
They look too real.
Well, okay. What I'm going to say is I like to be taken out of reality when I'm watching TV or anything like that, and feel like I'm kind of immersed in this story or whatever. And I don't want it to feel like I'm going and watching a play. And the thing is, when you get to a certain level of resolution, it looks so real that you can see the makeup and the, you know, and everything. They become just real human beings standing on a set, versus you having some window into some story that's happening. At least this is in my opinion.
Okay.
And especially in a fantasy sort of thing, everything looks just a little less pretty or something. I don't know. But I will say it didn't ruin it for me. I enjoyed the movie. And it was still beautiful. The scenery was really pretty, everything like that. I will say the seam in Gandalf's hat.
Yes.
Really annoyed me.
Okay. Why?
Well, it was just too, you know, I think you wouldn't have seen the seam other than it being in 48 frames. I mean, it just looked like some costume he bought at Walmart.
Ah.
I mean, to be honest.
Okay.
But just because of that one seam, I mean, I don't know. But
Gandalf's hat completely ruined the movie.
So anyway, but I enjoyed the movie. They broke it up into three for anyone who doesn't know. So the only other thing I would say about the story is it really seems like they took a bunch of the smaller stories in The Hobbit at the beginning of The Hobbit and just found a good place to kind of cut it off. You didn't really feel like you had this huge, you know, event and resolution. And then, you know, you ended the movie. You kind of felt like it's part of the story that you're going to see again next year. And next year.
I'm looking here. I've done a Google image search for Gandalf's hat. I don't see the seam.
Well, that's because that's not a 48 frames per second photo,
okay.
You see.
Right.
And right. It was 48 frames per second real 3D, which the 3D was fine. It wasn't overdone. It was fine. I wanted to see IMAX 3D 48 frames per second, and that was not available anywhere near me. So that was as close as I could get. But that was good. We went shopping, nothing eventful there. Then we went to see Dre Leon. And, you know, it actually wasn't as good as the Cirque du Soleil I saw in Las Vegas.
Here's what I found. Cirque du Soleil, amazing, right? They're amazing acrobats. They do amazing things. And part of the reason that I didn't go in Vegas to the Cirque du Soleil show there is after you've seen like two or three of them, you kind of notice the formula.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is the part of the show where the little Chinese girls come out and do the yo-yo things.
They did that.
Right? Exactly. It's like every Cirque du Soleil has that, right? So it's like they have the one or two things that are completely different, right? Like, has the diving into the water things. La Nuba in Florida has the bicycle and the skateboarding stunts. Mystere in Vegas has their own set of things, whatever. But then the rest of it is like, this is part A, or this is, you know, tab B. In other words, it's kind of like those one or two really, really kind of special things are just padded with their standard shit. Does that make any sense?
But yes, it makes sense. And as I was sitting there, I was thinking the exact same thing. It's like, man,
it's like Zumanity. That's the one with the chicks with their tits out.
I wish,
but
they
you
would
still have the
one.
Little Chinese girls with the fucking yo-yos
and their tits swinging. Well,
no, they're little kids. They're like school children.
No. And this one, the one thing I'll say about this one is there were a couple of mistakes in this one. And I have not seen mistakes in a Cirque du Soleil before. The yo-yo girls, one of them dropped the yo-yo off the side of the stage. I know, scandal. And the other one was they did this really cool jump rope thing where the little Chinese boys were standing on each other's shoulders. And they at the beginning, they were just doing one at a time, doing all these tricks while they were jump roping. And then as they keep going, they start standing on top of each other and continuing to jump rope. And then the whole entire, like, 15 guys or whatever, or like in this pyramid, they couldn't get the jump rope over the guy's head.
Oh.
The top guy.
Right.
So they finally gave up, went off stage. They came back on with a new jump rope, and they got back on in a pyramid.
And they
started doing it again. Still couldn't clear the guy's head. I mean, it was like they had never done that. Like last night was the first night that they had done that particular trick.
Maybe they were trying to do something special just for you.
Maybe, just for Tulsa. The other thing is the clowns, or whatever they call them, they were speaking Italian.
Yeah.
And it seems like it was like a Chinese troupe, mostly. Or Asian, and then they have these like Italian clowns that are speaking Italian. I didn't understand why weren't they speaking Chinese or English? Might have been nice since we were in Tulsa.
No, because Cirque du Soleil is French Canadian, so by definition, it will never be in English.
Or maybe it was French. Yeah, you know, it could have been French.
I think it was probably French.
But anyway, so we did that. The only other thing I'll say about it, we went shopping, and Mittens doesn't like to wait. And he got annoyed with me because
What the hell? So far, like, Mittens is impatient. Mittens forces you to do things. It's like you're just bitching about Mittens.
No,
all
I love Mittens. I love Mittens. Everything about him.
Mm-hmm. I remember a day that you wouldn't call him Mittens. You'd just like be, it's Mark.
Well, I prefer to call him Mark, but I'm just going with the shtick here. So anyway, okay. All right. Good. I was in American Eagle looking at some sweaters.
And you are too old now to be an American Eagle. I just want to let you know that.
I'm not.
Do they ask you for your ID at the door when you walk in there?
No, they do not. I am not too old.
Excuse me, Grandpa. Can we see your ID before you...
Just because I'm
buying this? Are you buying this for your nephews or something?
Just because I'm wearing my checked sweater vest here today on this very special Christmas edition of DI Plus.
You do have kind of like that Osmond family Christmas look there.
Silver bells. I can't even sing right now. That was too low. So he doesn't like to wait. So at first he thought he was going to be helpful, and because there was this huge line to check out,
right,
to pay. So he thought, without even telling me, he thought he would get in line. And so by the time I was trying things on, he would be to the front of the line.
Ooh, how'd that work out?
Well, I took too long trying things on, which he gave me this look like, I have been waiting here at the front of the line. And I wanted to say to him, but there were like 100 people in this 400 square foot store. It was shoulder to shoulder. And I didn't want to start an argument there, but I was thinking, I didn't ask you to wait in line, and I'm not going to go buy something that doesn't fit me. I have to try something else on. I'm sorry that you're frustrated, you know. So then I get done trying things on. By the time I'm done, there's no line at all. 5 hours later or whatever. So I go and I pay for my stuff, but then Mittens is nowhere to be found. So
he's already found another boyfriend, one that can make his own fucking mind up.
So I called him and he's like, oh, meet me in front of Gap. I got tired of waiting, so I'm wandering around the mall. And then when we got to Dre Leon that night, that's where he said, I want to find a poster of the Cirque du Soleil, this show, and I want you to take my picture standing in front of it. And then he had to
But it was blurry, probably.
Well, yes. He said I had to take it over again because the first two were blurry.
Right.
And so I took them over.
Excellent.
And that was it. That was our trip. And then we got back. Then we had Whataburger. And we came back. So that was my trip to Tulsa.
That was the most fascinating thing I think I've ever... That was just fascinating.
You know, Big Fatty can clip out segments of that for his show next week.
Now, you didn't even mention Big Fatty. How would he do that?
Well, because like the long cookie story, he can keep coming back to me and asking me how my trip to Tulsa was. Mm-hmm. I'm producing his show.
Oh, I see. There you go.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite.
DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by new steel hips. When your old hips just don't cut it anymore and you like to be stopped at the airport security, you need some new steel hips. Check them out at newsteelhips.com.
You know, I think I'm going to go back to my personal podcast to tell those long stories because that will be people who are truly interested in my life. Thank you guys in the chat room and Daniel and Big Fatty.
It sounded amazing. I didn't say anything bad. Oops, I didn't say anything bad about it.
You and those fades.
I know. That's what I need for Christmas. I need a new fader.
Actually, what I mean is the fades you have in, you know, the side of your head, you know, the 80s.
Right. I'm being corrected by the chat room. Apparently they're titanium hips. Sorry.
Even better. I don't have a good punchline for this. I'm sorry, but I wanted to say something about Iron Man. So if anyone can think of a good Iron Man tie-in, you know, let me know.
Oh yeah, we'll put people on that. I'm sure. You know, we get so much email and voicemails from the show.
Crack intern team on that.
That's right. So tell me what we got here in the tech segment today, Adam.
Well, I wanted to discuss, I put this on here because I thought you would be interested in discussing this because anything Google Plus related,
yes,
you are always very interested in. So I thought you might want to mention.
Yes, Google Plus added communities to their product.
They did.
Google Plus.
So have you had any, because I haven't, all I've done is joined one because I got an invitation.
You've joined the podcasting
yes
community.
But I have not played around with them, so I thought maybe you have and would have any interesting, you know, stories to tell us or regale us with your, you know.
I've joined a few of them, but I've been really, really busy at work, so I haven't been on Google Plus much at all for anything. I have joined, let's see, what have I joined? I've joined a Doctor Who community. I've joined the podcasting community and the gamers, that's spelled GAYMERS, gamers, community.
So the first question would be, is communities the same thing as groups in Facebook?
Not really. They're kind of, but they're not really. I mean, let's get right down to it, right? I mean, all of these things are very similar, right? There's only so many ways that you can bring people together to interact, right? So the communities basically give you a place to, post things, right? So post articles or post, you know, regular Google Plus pages that you wouldn't necessarily post on your own personal stream. You could go into one of these communities and post it there, right? Also, you can start new hangouts that only show up inside that community. So if you, let's say you were in the Doctor Who community and the new episode of Doctor Who was coming on and you wanted to watch it with a bunch of other people, you could start a Google Hangout in the Doctor Who community, right? As opposed to on your own personal stream where a bunch of your friends may not care about Google, you know, about Doctor Who. So it's kind of a way for you to find people that, you know, are not in your normal streams that may share interest with you.
So if I really like gay porn.
I don't know if there is one of those or not. Let's see. How would I find?
Having to do with milk. Milk and cookies, gay porn. Because we're getting close to Christmas, and as we know, Santa likes the milk and cookies.
I'm going to search here for gay porn. Let's see. Men of gay porn. There's a men of gay porn community, it looks like.
You know, there is that dilemma, though. I used to leave Google Plus up at work. And I followed a couple of people who like to post naughty pictures, which I like to get when I'm at home. But you're sitting at your cube at work and things are scrolling by on Google Plus. And then you get like a shot of a guy holding his cheeks open. and then you're like, fuck, you know, got to clear that away so my boss doesn't walk up and see it. And my boss had this habit of he liked to look at my laptop screen and for some reason, my personal one. I don't know if he was like trying to give me a hint that I shouldn't have a personal laptop open it with Facebook and Google Plus at work or what, but anyway. So
yeah, I'm sitting here looking the three top communities when I typed in gay porn. They all are kind of tame. There's no overt penises. It's lots of bare chests and underwear shots.
Well, I wonder, you know, I don't see that they have moderated the photos that people post themselves, but I'm wondering if there's any moderation of the communities of whether you can post pornographic things or not.
Don't know.
I will say one interesting thing that I found here. There is on the side, and I don't know if this has to be set up by the person who sets up the group, but on the side, for instance, of the podcasting group, I have different topics.
Yes.
That I can click on, and it will only show me posts about those topics. Like we have discussion, equipment, LGBTQ. Right. LMNOP.
Right. When you go to make a post, like, so when you go, if you in that same community there, if you were going to share what's new, you know, start posting something, you can see there's a little drop down there that lets you choose what topic it is. So you can put it into those categories.
Yeah. I was invited by two people and I accepted from one of them. Mm-hmm. And then when I went in there just now, it wanted me to accept the other invitation as well. So that was kind of weird. It didn't give me any option to post until I accepted the other invitation.
Well, perhaps the one invitation that was from John Ong, he's a moderator, so maybe his invitation carries more weight.
And I accepted his first.
Oh.
And then it wanted me to accept the other one. But anyway, it may be because
I don't know. It's all new and it sounds cool and whatever, but then like everything else, I don't know. I'm kind of waiting to see, you know,
So I will say this one thing. I like Google Plus like 15 bajillion times better than Facebook.
Yes.
But the problem still remains that everyone is over on Facebook. So I just hope, my hope is that at some point Google Plus will do, or Google will do enough things to get people over here that more people will be over here so that it becomes more useful. Because with any social thing, I think it becomes more useful the more people that are there to share stuff with.
I guess. I mean, but the people that I like to interact with, you know, I interact with a lot of people over on Google Plus exclusively, right? Like Gene and Jerome, Steven from Wisconsin, Molson, Kevin. I mean, these are you know, people from my old podcast, the gaming podcast,
which was a video podcast, by the way.
Yeah, I know. But it was hidden until the audio was released. But the thing is that I enjoy I interact with a lot of people only on Google Plus. I have a Facebook account, but I never go over to Facebook. So I don't really.
Oh, I hate Facebook. I mean, I've said it a million times, but everybody's there, so I have an account. I mean, I don't really use it all that much, but I have it.
But that's all right. I don't know. So I guess the jury's still out for me on this community thing, because I as I'm getting older and crankier, I'm just not a community guy.
You just want to get off my lawn. Hot tub.
It's one of those things, like, I see the value of it, because a lot of times I should probably join a lot of technical communities, because a lot of times, you know, I just want to throw a technical question out. And because the people that follow me or I follow or whatever on social media typically are not technical people, it's not like the best I'm going to get is a smart-ass answer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I only understood two of those words, you know, or something. So it's just kind of like, you know, I should probably, you know, whatever.
So the other topic was Amazon, but I don't think we need to cover that. Kathy Bacon wanted to know how to, email an Amazon gift card.
She wanted to know how to email an Amazon gift card. Right, let's just cover this just so people will know this. I'm over here. I'm on Amazon, right? So I'm going to, up in the search bar, type in gift card. And the very first things that I see over here is Amazon gift cards, right?
Yes.
Amazon.com gift cards. I'm going to click on that. They're sold by Amazon. And I can choose whatever denomination that I want, right? So we'll just choose this $25 one here. And then I add that to my cart.
All right. I think it just has a place where you put the person's email address, if I'm not mistaken. It
pretty much does. So if I go here to my cart to check out, right? I don't know. I'm scared now that I might have just one click bought something. I'll just do this. Ship to my address. Yeah. Oh, I have a Christmas tree in there. But there's a thing that you can. Yeah, it's right on the Amazon card thing that you can do it by email.
So then you just put the person's email address in there, and off it goes.
Yeah, you click on the little, like, I don't want to ship this, I want to email it to them. And then you put in their email address, and then it will email you a copy of what it has emailed them.
So there you go.
So it's right there in the shopping cart, is what I'm trying to say. It's there. I don't want these things anymore. I no longer want to buy this Christmas.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. We just got a comment on YouTube.
Yes.
From our show. From the live show today, a comment.
Yes.
And it says, and I quote, gay.
Oh, excellent.
So for those of you who didn't know, we are both gay gentlemen.
Right. And our show is apparently gay.
It is.
Gay.
That show is so gay.
Gay, right. Anyway, and also very boring. What the hell are we doing today? We're just like really fucking boring today.
That's the way the listeners like it.
Excellent. So there you go. Amazon there. So I'm trying to determine what to get my mom for Christmas. I'm thinking about getting her a tablet, but I would want to set it up first. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to like bombard her with, she's 83, right? So I don't want to bombard her with, email, calendar, you know, Google Plus,
right.
Yada, yada, yada. I just wanted, she likes playing Mahjong, right?
Yes.
So I figured there's a nice little Mahjong game for the tablet. So if I just go ahead and set it up ahead of time and then put the Mahjong game right there on it, she can just use it as a Mahjong game.
Now, are you going to do an Android tablet? Should you do a tablet?
Yeah, no, I would do a Nexus 7 because I am on Google Plus all the time, right? So she could video chat with me if it was a Nexus 7.
Yeah. There are those that think that if you are giving it to an older person who is less technologically savvy, that the iPad or the iPad mini is a better choice.
I completely disagree with that. I'll tell you why. Because I can give her an Android tablet and she will never ever have to connect it to her computer or to run any other additional software on her computer or to ever tether. In other words, it will do everything that it needs to do over the Wi-Fi. If I give her an iPad, she has to have iTunes installed on her computer and she has to sync with it. And so then that's another whole thing.
They did change that. So you don't have to have iTunes anymore.
Okay. You do. They'll just do it for you in the store. You cannot activate everything until you have iTunes.
Oh, well, see, I haven't tried it because I do have iTunes, but I thought that in the newer versions, you didn't have to have iTunes at all, but...
But no, I would disagree. I would absolutely disagree that the Apple would be easier for them to use. I think that's more complicated for them to use because it's not just a standalone device. It's like, here, you got to go into this...
My opinion is if you have someone in your... Well, I don't think either one are easier to use. I think if you have someone in your life that is not technological, it's just going to be a world of hurt no matter what you get them.
Right.
You're going to get calls with...
Right.
Yeah.
So Kathy Bacon in the chat room says that she got the thing that I said and a Google Play card. That is like an iTunes card to the iPad, right? Yes. Yes, it is. The Google Play will buy the apps and the movies and the music for the tablet or also for your Google account. That's the other nice thing. It's like, right, you can do that on your... So even though I have an Android tablet here, if I were at your house, I could sign into your computer with my Google account and watch any of the movies that I own, which is not something that you can do on iTunes, by the way.
Well, another technological thing that I'm getting my stepfather a Fitbit.
A Fitbit.
Yes.
The Fitbit is a pedometer. Correct?
Basically, it is a more modern version of a pedometer. You hook it up to your computer, or I believe it will do this wirelessly, but it tracks your calories throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So not just number of steps, but calories. And it also will track your sleep patterns. And you can log on to this website and you can see your activity and your sleep patterns.
Yeah, if I were to have one of those, it would say, you sleep too much.
And I don't know how it knows. And I have my doubts about how accurate this whole sleep pattern thing is, because it really only measures how much you're moving. And I think that I could be moving around and still be sleeping quite well. But if I'm moving around, it's going to assume that I'm awake. I mean, it's not like they give you electrodes with it and you hook it up to your brain and it like reads some kind of sleep patterns or something. It's just measuring movement.
What they're saying is that you have to correct your time on the website. You have to go onto the website and then correct the time that it thought you were sleeping and correct it on the website.
Okay.
I don't know. I got nothing.
So I kept going back and forth. Am I going to get it for him or not? Because yes, it is just a you know, probably overpriced, overhyped pedometer, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And we had this principal at school when I was in like sixth grade, and he used to have a clicker that he would, this thing in his hand, and he would do something to like keep track of his, anyway. And it's just like a version of that you hook up to the computer. But he really is into fitness, and I couldn't think of anything better to get for him. And I thought about getting it last year.
I know. And the sad thing about it is that really, honestly, if you have a smartphone, you have a phone with a GPS in it that can track your movements. So it's like you don't even need a pedometer, really.
It's true. But that's what I'm getting him, nevertheless. So there you go.
Excellent. Well, that was just exciting. Wow, we suck today. You know what? I think we're just gay. Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, track it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick. The news.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes.
Is news next?
Yes.
Shit. I was like thinking, oh, it's time for birthdays, and why is Daniel not hitting the birthday song?
Because you have decided to throw in news stories. Will you just get to them already, please?
We can.
Go,
so
now.
If you're craving a Twinkie.
I'm not. Move on. Next story.
This is a gay podcast. So if you're craving...
No, it's not a gay podcast. It's just gay.
If you're craving a Twinkie... And right. You're in the Chicago area.
Right.
You may have one more chance to get a box of the Hostess Baked Cakes, but you have to be fast and lucky. The last Twinkie shipment from the bankrupt baker will hit Chicago area Jewel Osco supermarkets Tuesday morning. This was last Tuesday. So, sorry.
How do I even find us?
How do you even find us? What?
What channel? I mean, where do you have us going?
On YouTube? Oh, I didn't post anything like I should have.
No, but I'm just saying that it's... But then how do we get a thing? How do we get a comment?
Well, I have... it's on my page, so maybe someone has subscribed to my page, or maybe they were looking at another one of our videos. I don't know. Subscribe to my page, or maybe they were looking at another one of our videos.
See, I don't see the comment.
I got an email saying we got a comment on episode 66, and this is episode 66.
This is actually, but I don't see the comment here.
So maybe I have to approve it or something. I don't know. So anyway.
Oh, wait, there it is. There it is up there.
Over 20,000 boxes were in the shipment from the Twinkies plant in Columbus, Georgia. They will sell it for regular retail face value, which is $3.59 for a box of 10, until supplies run out, with no per customer limit. So Jewel Osco even posted a delivery schedule on their Facebook page with the locations of all their stores that will receive the final batch of cream-filled delights.
Really?
And their expected time of delivery.
Really? Does anyone care about this?
Well, yes, Daniel, because after this final batch of Twinkies runs out, there will be no more Twinkies on the store shelves until, if and when, the brand is bought and restarted. Somebody must care about Twinkies. I do.
All right. So I was just noticing that that comment was made by Maura Sue Bruce 55, the gay comment. I found it.
I have no idea what Kathy Bacon is saying. Adam is in my left ear and Daniel is in my right, but Adam repeated in the right. Techie.
Right.
So anyway, there you go. So if you want a Twinkie, you should have been in Chicago last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday.
Because that is where
but
they
then
have.
Why is this even a news story? This is kind of like after the fact story.
Well, I'm interested in Hostess going bankrupt and the Twinkie shortage. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So you know what, Daniel? What's inside your belly button?
Before we get there, I just wanted to figure out here. Let's see. So the comment, the gay comment, I'm wondering if, let's see, there's a Bruce Morisu, right?
Yes. That's the person who made the comment.
From the Greenery Florist and Gallery in Vancouver, British Columbia. But I don't know that that's necessarily him because I don't see where the 55 ties in. Because he was born in 1965. That would not make him 55. Right, so you have to go down a few here to the Pipple directory. I'm just curious as to where this guy came from.
It could have been some 8-year-old. That's gay. They're gay.
No, because it's specifically 55 there, so there's got to be some reason for the 55 to be there.
So what's inside your belly button?
Oh, lint.
Probably dirt and sweat. Possibly some lint, and perhaps even a piercing. I don't know.
No.
Stand up and show us. What? Do you have a piercing?
I do not.
What's in there?
I there's nothing
you
in
there. You have some cat hair?
I have nothing.
So according to a new research, which asked 66 men and women to swab their navels with a sterile Q-tip, the skin...
Well, thank God they were sterile.
The skin in study participants' belly buttons also contained an average of 67 different species of bacteria.
Wow.
And a Twinkie.
And a Twinkie. Wait, now, why does this matter?
Well,
like we have bacteria all over our bodies.
Well, I'll tell
this
you,
doesn't necessarily
sir.
Mean it's bad batter. Bacteria.
I'll tell you. Bad yes. batter?
Bad bacteria.
Why belly buttons, you might ask?
Why? Why, Adam? Why belly buttons?
It was a fun way to reach out to the public and teach them about the ecology and evolution of everyday life, says Rob Dunn, PhD, an associate professor of biology at North Carolina State University in Raleigh, who led the study.
This is a gentleman who has received a grant to do this.
In other words, the navel...
And he is used to trying to justify this.
In other words, the navel is a novel attention-getting device to study science.
Right. Yes.
He says the belly button is a fun habitat filled with living organisms that we don't know much about. It's less exposed and gets washed less often than other areas of the skin. So the bacterial community in the umbilicus is less disturbed.
I see.
Researchers cultured the bacteria from people's navels, and participants could view online photos of the bacterial colonies found living in their belly button.
Wow.
The experimenters also isolated DNA from the sample to identify the exact bacterial species. In all, they found about 2,368 different species of bacteria living in the participants' navels.
I see. You know, even though, so how many different types of bacteria?
It says 2,368 different species of bacteria. Hmm.
I still don't think that's as many as you would find on a dollar bill.
Well... I just think maybe they just, well, first of all, isn't the world full of stupid studies that people get grants for?
Yes.
I mean, really? But maybe the navel should have more than other parts because it's like for most people it's an innie. So, you know, it's dark and dank and moist and, you know, that's where bacteria likes to live.
Right. And on dollar bills.
Yeah. And have you ever noticed if you cum on your belly, that is the hardest place to get the cum out of. It's your, you know, gay comment. I had to, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's just gay.
It's cream filled and bacteria rich.
That's just gay.
So that's it. That's your news.
You know, I would just like to go back to making my initial point.
I like those news stories.
It's your birthday.
Okay. Plus birthday segment brought to you by absolutely no one, because that's gay.
All right, so I will give you $1 million.
$1 million.
If you get this one on the first
challenge. Challenge has been thrown upon me here. All right,
now, I do have to say this one thing. I don't personally have $1 million.
So how will you be giving me this $1 million if I get it correct on the first try?
Well, when I become a multimillionaire.
Oh, okay. So it is an IOU for $1 million.
Yes.
Right.
All right. Payable. So let's see if this one will play.
Here we go.
And it will. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. 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 This is the theme to 60 Minutes.
Yes, it is.
So all I have to do now is just tell you what 60 Minutes host, whose birthday it is this week.
Oh, that might
for
work out for you.
$1 million.
Yes, for a million, for an IOU for $1 million.
Dollars, Leslie Stahl.
Oh, you bastard. Now, granted, I did say IOU for $1 million. You know, Kathy Bacon likes to collect prize money for the show. So, Kathy, if you could
sending that
if you
way.
Could send over $1 million to Big Fatty, who will then hold it for Daniel,
right?
That would be great.
Accumulates a million.
Leslie Stahl.
Used her last year. That's the only reason I got that.
I did not use her last year.
I was like, then how else would I have gotten that?
Because I don't know, because I have the list. I have the entire list from all of our shows ever, and I have never once used Leslie Stahl. So, I don't know. Anyway, she is 71 years old, and Kathy says, okay, if you vote for me for number one fan on 125-2013.
And that's that whole thing. That's that whole Big Fatty contest. I don't understand how that works.
Meet Kathy, who lived
all right, this is the theme song to the Kathy Duke Show.
The what Duke Show?
The Kathy Duke Show.
Oh, you're close.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Patty Duke Show. Because she was Kathy on the show, right? Kathy was lived most ever. All right, so yeah, so it's Patty Duke show.
Yes.
All right. So it's the birthday would be for let's see, Kathy adores it. What's the other one's name? It's one of the twins. So it's one of those twins. It's either Kathy or the other one.
Well, now you realize. You realize that they were both played by the same person.
No, because I saw them sitting on a couch together, and that is not possible unless they are two separate people. I'm going to go with the British one. It was the British one's birthday.
So you're going to say Kathy?
Here's Kathy, who's lived most everywhere from Zanzibar. Oh yes, because Kathy. Yes, I'm going to say it's Kathy.
Also, those are fictional characters.
Patty Duke is a real person. That means that Kathy has to be real too.
And it's not Kathy Duke. In fact, their name was not even, their last name wasn't Duke on the show.
Well, that's just crazy.
I don't know
talk.
What their
that's
last name was.
That's because they were married. That's because they were married and they took their husband's name.
We need Wesley Pythagoras Stone here.
Wesley Pythagoras Stone
sure,
no longer listens to or does podcasts.
I'm sure he knows what their last name was because he likes to listen. Anyway, Patty Duke.
Yes, Patty Duke or Kathy Duke.
Is 66 years old.
66 years young.
Yeah. So, happy birthday. Now this one, I don't think you're going to get, but you might surprise me. So we'll just see. And I'm going to have to forward it just a little bit.
Did you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 ooh.
fucking clue.
Never, ever, ever getting back together.
Ooh. Sorry.
Okay, chat room. Oh, we have it in the chat room.
How did Kathy Bacon know that?
Kathy
Bacon is like a closet Taylor Swift fan or something?
So this is Taylor Swift. And we're never getting back together on 97.1 The Edge. Taylor Swift. I'm trying to pick people I didn't do last year. So, you know.
Kathy says that she is a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, she has a 12-year-old
no,
girl.
No, I'm pretty sure she said she is a 12-year-old girl.
Taylor is 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday, Taylor.
Happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
So here is our next one.
Right, this sounds like a weird murder mystery show on television.
It's funny. Yeah, it is a murder mystery show. That is true.
Don't know which one, though. It could be any of them. The chat room is saying Monk. I'm going to go with that.
It is not Monk.
Oh, it's not Monk. Damn you, chat room. Let's see. I don't know then.
Okay. Well, the show is Diagnosis Murder.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Oh, did that have what's his name in it? Dick Van Dyke?
It does. Or
so
it did.
It's Dick Van Dyke's birthday.
Dick Van Dyke, yes. And I think I did use him last year, but I used a different show.
Right. You would have used
him.
The Dick Van Dyke theme song.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Dick Van Dyke is 87 years old.
87 years old.
Now, here's our last one. I do have two songs for this last one, or maybe just one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't download the other one. So I have one song.
Okay.
But I'll tell you it's a girl because you really needed the other song to help.
Oh, my God.
You.
I'm putting myself to sleep here. All right. Go ahead. Yes.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly...
Okay. If it's a girl and you have another option for this, I'm going to go with Mayim Bialik or whatever, the Blossom. Whatever her
it
name is.
It is. This is, well, you didn't say what show it is. This is the
Well, this
theme.
Is the theme to the Big Bang Theory, but where she plays Sheldon's girlfriend, Amy Fowler Fawcett.
Something like that. Yes, it's Amy. So it's let me see. Let me look up. Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, see, I never could say her name. Right.
I don't
she
know.
Played,
if that's...
She played the young Bette Midler on Beaches, on the movie Beaches.
Yes. And did you know she also has a PhD in neuroscience?
That is incorrect. That is her character that has a thing because it's actually Patty Duke that has the actual.
Mayim Bialik has a PhD in neuroscience.
Fowler. There you go. Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler.
Okay. She was in Blossom. She was the young Bette Midler in Beaches. So she wasn't really the young Bette Midler. She was the young whatever Bette Midler's character was.
Correct. Yes, correct.
And then she was, she did some voice acting, and now she's on Big Bang Theory, or is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And she also wrote a book.
She's 35.
37.
Then this article is really old.
She's 37. So happy birthday, Mayim Bialik.
She said that she studied neuroscience at the University of California, Los Angeles.
She has a PhD.
She's also written a book about parenting.
Yes. She's Jewish, apparently, and a vegan.
You know, one of those two things makes me sad.
Vegan?
Yes. Excellent. So that's those are the birthdays for the
those
weekend.
Are the birthdays.
I noticed that today Google was telling me that Laura Smith from the Smiths Occasional, it was her birthday today. So happy birthday, Laura Smith.
Happy birthday, Laura. And we're still working on the porn star birthdays. I haven't forgotten.
Porn star, well, after this episode.
I'm in contract negotiations with my source for those.
It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm it's your birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
Is the answer, is the reason.
Excellent. You know, I just realized that I am streaming out on Pride 48 in stereo, which is why they're only hearing you in one ear, because they're hearing you like I hear you.
Oh. Right. We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Right.
So contact, you usually do that, so I'm going to let you do it. But I will say, just let you know, because usually we don't have anything in the other sections. We have a voicemail. We also have website and Google Plus comments.
Excellent. So let's get to which one should we do first?
What, you know, whatever you would like.
Let's go to the old trusty website here. Let's see. So this came in on our website. Someone has actually found the comment section on our website that you have gone through great pains to hide from everyone so that people can't actually find it. So it's very difficult for a mere mortal to just leave us a comment on our episode because you have made sure that that is hidden.
Are you going to read it?
No, I'm waiting for you to make a comment.
I'm not the comment section of this podcast is hidden. Therefore, I cannot comment.
So this
on
comes
that.
In from our good buddy Molson from the Bitter and Salty podcast, who says, "When I use the new iTunes to listen to your show, the DI Plus logo doesn't show up on the player. What's up with that? Great show otherwise, but I can't give you a 5-star review until the logo situation is resolved to my satisfaction."
Well, Molson.
So there you go. So why isn't our DI Plus logo showing up on Tay Player?
I don't know, because I am adding the logo the same way that I have always added the logo. And until that comment, I was not aware. I don't even have the new iTunes.
I don't even use iTunes. So,
the thing is, I add the album art through iTunes. So mm-hmm. It's very strange that it's not showing up in iTunes, but I do not have the most recent iTunes. So I will have to investigate that further.
Excellent. And from the Google Plus, we have a couple of comments here. Here's one coming in from Gravitas, who says, "Riveting show, Adam and Daniel. I had to translate to my mom why Adam was putting down her favorite show on PBS, Rick Steves Europe. She loves the Turkish bath episodes."
Not me. I don't want to see Rick Steves naked.
I'm just saying that.
I'm sorry.
It's right. And then we also got another comment here on Doobies. We got a comment on Google Plus from the other half of the Bitter and Salty podcast, that would be Salty, who says, "Thank you, Dubious Intent, for the catheter sound bites. Does it really hurt less?" No, it hurts.
I've never had a catheter, so I could not speak to that.
You know, now, Adam, now there's a new catheter that hurts less.
And you can get it in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Catheter commercial 2012. Let me find the guy. Where is he at? He's got to be here somewhere. Is this the guy?
"I use catheters, and if you do too, please listen carefully.
Carefully.
To this life-changing breakthrough. There is a new catheter that hurts less."
Hurts less.
You know, exactly. That sounds like, and because I'm not seeing the video, that sounds like the dude who, I can't think of his name.
Right, it's the dude that
he was in Austin Powers as he had the patch over his eye. And before that, he was in Heart to Heart.
No, it's not him.
It sounds like him.
I know it sounds like him, but it is not him. It's kind of like that dude on Survivor that sounds like Alan Alda, but he's not Alan Alda.
You mean this season?
Yes, well, he's a returning character, so yes. Although, the finale of Survivor is on tonight, isn't it?
I don't know, but you know what? Lisa Welchel, I'm going to mention that again, is on there.
Yes, she's one of the final three.
She, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Mark's theory, a.k.a. Mittens, his theory is that they have let Lisa stay because she's the weakest one. And so they are all conspiring, or the other two are conspiring to kick her. Somehow, they know she's not going to be the last one because she never wins challenges and stuff. So that's what he
You know
thinks.
What? Here's the problem. Survivor, and I've been watching Survivor for forever, right? Since it first came on. And I will tell you this about it. It's like trying to predict how the jury in Survivor is going to vote is kind of like predicting how a real jury is going to vote. You just foolhardy to try and predict that. So the, not only that, but it's like we're only seeing what they want us to see, right? We're seeing the edited final version of a show, right? So if the winner of the show is a horrible, hateful person, then we don't really, that says racist things all the time, then we would not really be happy with the show. So if the actual winner of the show was someone who was spouting off racist comments all the time, they would edit those out. They would not show us those because that would, be detrimental to the thing. So I think what you have here is a case of the point that I'm trying to make is that there's a whole lot more luck involved with getting to the final three of Survivor than anyone really wants to admit. It's like everyone likes to talk about how they had this great plan and this great game, you know, this great game plan and whatever. But in reality is a lot of it is luck. So,
well, I think, you know, I think that Lisa is the most prepared to lose.
She is.
Of any of them, because really she knows the key to the game. And really it is, you take the good, you take the
bad. You take the bad, right.
You take it all, and there you have the facts of life.
Excellent. All right, and we have our voicemail this week. Let's listen to our voicemail, shall we?
Hello, guys.
Yes.
Let me see.
Yes.
If you had a voice pipe on your website, like PodCups,
right.
Maybe people would... No, they probably wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't. No.
Sorry,
no,
I'm trying to help you get calls. So. No. And if you gave me written instructions on how to donate $5 through Amazon, I would probably donate 10.
Right.
I'm seriously that dumb.
I don't even know what she was trying to say there. I'm sure.
And I say that was Kathy Bacon based on the phone number.
Right. That was Miss Kathy Bacon.
And where it came from. I won't give out her home address or anything, but I know that when she calls, it's always from that location.
Why would you? Wait, I didn't even see this. Did you know that Alden had posted a video of his kids?
No, I didn't.
Hello, my name is Gabriel, and this is my brother, John.
Yes, I am Jonah.
I am his brother.
Well, that's cute.
Okay. I'm 11.
I'm 12.
What is your favorite thing to do is the writing on the screen right now.
I like to read and play video games.
I like to do my homework and play video games.
Okay. Really? Really?
Good.
What do you like most about video games?
Well, that the graphics are pretty good.
If they are, that is.
Right. We should post a link to that because it's scary how much Alden's kids look like him. It's almost as if, you know, they were genetically related to him or something.
I guess he misses podcasting, and so he's now doing video podcasting with his children.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, come over here.
Right. So what is this voice pipe thing? That's what I want to know.
Well,
did the PodCubs have like a trachea or something, and now they have...
No, there's a lot of the podcasters are using this. It's basically a plugin that you can add to your webpage. Mm-hmm. And the person can click on it and record it right there on your web page.
Provided that they have a microphone and everything else set up.
Yes. It is not a voicemail at all. There's no phone involved. They have to have a microphone and all that kind of stuff.
See, and this has always been my contention. People don't go to websites. People don't go to our website.
Yeah. I don't know if they do. I mean, I don't even track that. So.
We don't even go to our website.
I do go to our website, but yeah. So the reason I did not do that, I will say, is that it would give me a second way that I have to collect the voicemails, which would add more work.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we have a limited amount of bandwidth over here at the DI Plus.
We do.
Yeah. So, I thought about it. And maybe someday I will. You know, who knows?
I don't know. I get a trachea and then get a windpipe.
I think a phone is much easier. Excellent. You don't have to go over to a web page. You don't have to have a microphone.
Right, exactly.
You don't. All you have to have is a phone. Who does not have a phone?
Or if you have one of those new lovely phones, those new smartphones, you can record something there and then just email it to contact@dubiousintent.com.
You can do that as well.
So here's my question for you, Adam. Can we please be played out of the contact section?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. So I guess we're going to pre-record next week's because we can't do the thing live.
Yeah, we're going to. Well, I mean, we already said that we would be participating in the event. So rather than disappoint everyone.
I don't think a single person will be disappointed.
Then,
it's not like people are holding their breath for us to be. Moose P over on the new podcasting thing doesn't even listen to us. He listed every other podcast in creation except us. So
you are so affected by things.
I am. I'm very sensitive.
You are the most affected part. You know, I would think it would be me like calling you whining and saying, but no, you're like, oh, Adam, there's like this list of all the podcasts, mm-hmm. and we're not on there. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do?
Because you just don't care.
I'm sure I do care. Why would I have been podcasting for like 15 million years if I didn't care?
Well, clearly not well, because we're gay, and B, it's like, you know, this has been the most boring show we've ever done.
You say things like that about every show, though. They're either a train wreck or they're
train
boring.
Wrecks are almost okay, but this is, wow, we've been really boring. I apologize. I just want to apologize to all the listeners right now. We have just been incredibly boring today.
Well, I wanted to tell a story that was going to be really interesting, and I thought better of it because I didn't want to get too gay or too racy, you know, on the show.
Well, then we'll do that on our pre-recorded show.
Well, no, because I didn't want to do it, but I'm just going to tell for everyone who's interested in this racy story.
Yes.
The last line of the story, just so you can get to thinking about this, is, then I licked the other boot.
Hold on.
What?
That's like a big fatty. Like, you basically, you can't do it that way.
Yeah, I can do it anyway.
That's like the big fatty going like, all right, well, what do you think about that, Kathy Bacon? And then playing the actual thing. I don't know. You have to work the line into something that you're saying.
It can be contrived, but
you can't say, oh, by the way, the last words of this thing that I won't talk about is going to be the title of last week's show. No, it's got to be.
I thought it was clever.
You can make a comment, right? Right? You know, one thing I forgot to tell you about shopping with Mittens the other day, right? Was that he waited in line for me, and then, you know, he got pissed and he left, and he was out there in front of the Gap. So I had to get out in front of, you know, I had to go out and find him in front of the Gap, and I had to beg him to forgive me. I got down and I licked his boots, and then he was just like, no, I'm not going to forgive you. And then I would say, well, oh, what did you do then? And then you go, then I licked the other boot. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2DI. Shit. 2x2DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com. You can also go to our website, dubiousintent.com. But last I heard, it's really gay.
It is indeed.
Jesus Christ.
So if you want to leave us a voicemail, there is no voice pipe.
No, we don't have a voice pipe. We have not yet gotten our trachea.
You can use the phone.
Please do. Please call and leave us a voicemail so that when we record our super secret Christmas episode this Saturday, we'll actually have some content.
Exactly.
Just call and wish us happy Christmas or something.
Happy Kwanzaa. If you're British,
happy Christmas. If you're American, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
If you're Jewish, you know, wish us a happy Hanukkah.
Exactly.
That's fine.
I would love that.
Okay. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.